Welcome back to Bailey and Noakes. Again, minus Kyle Bailey this afternoon. Don't worry, he will be back with us on Tuesday afternoon. Remember, folks, Monday afternoon, we are off. It's President's Day. They're giving us a nice paid day off, so we're not going to be here, but we'll be back on Tuesday. Danny Noakes, Chris Barnhart, joined by Chris Coleman of Tech Sideline for the rest of hour number two. Give him a follow on Twitter at Chris Coleman TSL. Now, the biggest news of National Signing Day had nothing to do with the recruiting class that Virginia Tech brought in. Of course, it was the departure of Torian Gray, and it came very suddenly. I'm not sure if it necessarily surprised a whole lot of people with the pay cut that he took, but there's a lot of controversy surrounding this decision. So what did you think when you first saw the news?
I wasn't necessarily expecting it, but I wasn't surprised either when it happened. You know, people have asked me for years on TSL, are we going to lose Torian Gray? And I said, as long as his daughter's still in high school around here, he's not going anywhere. But guess what? She graduates this spring. And he's got a new wife. And he's got a newborn kid that's less than a year old, I think. I mean, he's got a lot of different things going on in his life right now. And you know, it's a new coaching staff. He wants to be a defensive coordinator one day. You can't stay at the same school your whole career and expect to be a defensive coordinator. I mean, it's just, it's not enough on your resume. It's like, Bud Foster really needed to go somewhere else and, and put some other things on his resume besides working for Frank Beamer if he wanted to be a major head coach. He didn't do it, so that's why he never became a major college head coach. It's just the way it is. It's the same thing you when you want to jump from a regular assistant position to coordinator. You need to – I think they're going to give him a little more responsibilities. I don't know what – maybe they'll give him a title of like defensive passing game coordinator or something like that. Maybe he can be more involved in game planning and stuff like that. So I think it's a step up for him. Plus, it gets his family's in Florida. He's from Florida. And he hasn't lived in Florida since, you know, probably the 1990s. So, you know, I think it's a career move for him, and I don't blame him. I don't think the pay cut had anything to do with it personally.
You don't think it had anything to do with it?
I don't think it would have left either way.
Okay. Because I saw that he left, and then I immediately went back and thought about it. And you think of that $15,000 pay cut. Well, in what profession do you work somewhere where you went to school for 9 years and they cut your salary?
I'll tell you what, Torian did a bad job his last year on campus as a recruiter.
That's true.
I mean, he was like, the whole staff wanted him to recruit Wayne Davis. He just flat out didn't do it. A lot of this is Beamer's fault for just not managing his coaches towards the latter part of his career. But, you know, Torian just didn't do it. He offered Clay Dean a scholarship when without approval. I mean, he basically kind of went rogue in a lot of ways. So I don't think he earned a salary over the last year, is my personal opinion.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's incredibly fair.
I mean, go back to the East Carolina game.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he practices Terrell Edmonds at boundary corner all week.
And then starts Stroman,
who has no experience at the position, and then doesn't take him out until the fourth quarter after he's given up three touchdowns. I don't think Torian had his best year. I don't think his mind was focused where it needed to be. A lot of new things going on in his life.
Right.
Like I said, Frank really wasn't managing anybody over his last couple years at Virginia Tech, and that's one of the reasons the program really started going downhill. So it wasn't all Torian's fault, but I do think Torian needed a fresh start.
Yeah.
So I think it's a good move for him.
And he gets to go down, like you said, he's from Florida. He gets to go down to the SEC. I also thought of this. He would have had a hard time, since Bud Foster didn't get the head coaching job and Fuente did, he would have a hard time staying at Virginia Tech knowing that, well, Bud Foster's not going to go anywhere.
Yeah.
And he's not going to, I would assume he wants to be a defensive coordinator at some point soon and then later a head coach. So his chance to do that was not very good here.
His line of advancement is blocked at Virginia Tech at this point. It is what it is. And if he wants to keep advancing as a coach, and if he wants, you know, it's a lot different when he was a single man, you know, making $275,000 a year with one daughter to support.
Right.
Guess what? Now you got a wife. Now you got another kid. And it's when you get a chance to earn more money and stuff like that, I think, and advance your career when you have a bigger family to support now, then I think that's tough to say no to.
And I'm not sure who the defensive coordinator down at Florida is. You know who it is?
I don't know off the top of my head.
I would think, though, that he, immediately is going to, at some point, have a chance to become Florida's defensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you think?
Yeah, or if he does a good job there, then
gets another offer somewhere else.
Somewhere else, mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Or as maybe as a defensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's a resume padding thing. It's a chance to pad his resume, get closer to home, and make more money.
Right.
Two out of those three things would do it for me.
Yeah, and here's one scenario that I remember hearing about. Obviously, it was back during the coaching search. But when ECU fired Ruffin McNeil and Shane Beamer's name came up as a head coaching candidate down there, people were saying he might bring Torian Gray down there to be his defensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of different things that could go. Obviously, that didn't end up happening, but you know, there's all sorts of scenarios that could play out for him.
Absolutely. And the fact of the matter is, the more coaching contacts you make, mm-hmm. the better chance you have to get a great job in the future. I mean, I don't think Shane Beamer did a great job as Virginia Tech's running backs coach. We didn't sign a single recruit out of Richmond the last 2 years, mm-hmm. and he was the Richmond recruiter. We only signed one recruit out of Charlotte over his 4 years. Before that, we used to average one per year. We just went downhill in almost everything he touched when he was at Virginia Tech. But now he's coaching at Georgia, mm-hmm. because every place he's coached, you know, he coached under Phil Fulmer. He coached under Steve Spurrier. He's made so many contacts coaching at so many different schools through the years. And, you know, Brian Steinspring, he's coaching at JMU because he did not do that. Mm-hmm. He stayed and coached under one guy his whole career. He doesn't have the contacts that Shane Beamer has, even though I think he's a better coach than Shane. Well, personally, he's a better position coach.
And I think that's true, but yeah. Steinspring also did go to JMU.
He also did go to JMU, so that's part of it.
Right.
But, you know, Torian, you're sitting back and you're looking at all that, and you're mm-hmm. saying, man, Shane went out and made all these contacts. He became great friends with Kirby Smart and a mm-hmm. bunch of other guys who were going to be head coaches one day, probably. And I need to start doing that. If I ever want to be a head coach or a coordinator, I need to start doing things like that.
Yeah.
And because Bud Foster didn't do that, and he's still the defensive coordinator at Virginia Tech.
Right. I mean, the situations are different, right? Because Bud's probably, at this point, happy where he's at. Obviously wanted that Virginia Tech job, but
right.
well, all things considered, he is going to have a lot of control. He's got complete control over his defense and mm-hmm. everything else. For Torian, it's a step up because you're going to the SEC. But and Kyle, we kind of talked about this last week. It's not really another step up on the ladder for Torian because it is the SEC, but you're still a defensive backs coach. And he was already a known commodity. He was sure. already one of the best defensive backs coaches in the country.
Yeah, that's right. And now you go to a school like. You're getting exposure in different part of the country now. Mm-hmm. You know, you're getting exposure in the Southeast, in the state of Florida, in a conference where you're going to be playing a lot of night games on ESPN.
Yep.
So, you know, I can't think of one single reason for Torian not to make that move.
Yeah, I completely agree. It made all the sense in the world, and we certainly wish the best of luck to him down there in Gainesville, and hopefully you don't have to square off with them anytime
That's
soon.
Right.
All right, well, we will step aside and take a break, and when we come back, we'll jump to some Virginia Tech basketball. We're with Chris Coleman of Tech Sideline for one more segment. Keep it locked to Super Sports 101.7.